another sugar of Kiddush, Waldemar Simon Reish Ein Gil by Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit discussing the sugar when you make Kaddish for other people. In Machin with Yisrael, there are two different types of brachas, the brachas HaNenin and brachas HaMitzvahs. In Mor Roshon HaDav Chavtes, brings down the gate of brachas HaNenin, the law is to be Yotza, the other person, the Yapi Chayib, and doing the thing itself, for example. Your friend wants to eat an apple, he can make a bracha for whatever reason, he's misopic. You can make a bracha for him only if you're also having enough of an apple. You want to take a drink of water or soda or anything, and he's not sure about making a bracha, we'll make a bracha for him. You also can make a bracha shakal, but it's nice that you say you drink from the water or the soda also. That's the Geta Birchsan Nenin. The Geta Birchsan Mitzvahs says Mishpura, Rashi, Chol Yisrael, Raven Zelazah. Even though you're Yotza, the Lochas you might see, that means that's an example on Sukkot, a person already heard, already shook a lulav. And now, come along, your friend wants to shake a lulav and cannot make a bracha for whatever reason. You come along, you can make the bracha for him, and come in not be Makami Mitzvah. You can say, bracha lulav, his friend picks up the lulav, hears it, shmeik oily, and shakes the lulav. That means they get the cloud of bracha, and then if you're Yotza, you're not might see. Building upon that, come over Mechaber and says, the gate of Sugya to Kiddush, the Locha is, that Kiddush at night is a Chiyav. What's a Chiyav? It's not a Birchta Nen, it's a Birchta Mitzvah. Therefore, even though you're Yotza, you're Mitzvah. That's very simple, that's a Mechaber. Building upon that, how far take the side? For example, let's say a person was not Mechabal Shabbos. And your friend was Mekabel Shabbos. In this situation, could the person not be Mekabel Shabbos make Kiddush? Can he make Kaddish the Shabbos when it's not Shabbos? Where is it the Gael? Rosh Shemach and the Tshuva in Johannesburg, he wanted to go to the hospital, make Kiddush for the Chaylim, and drive back. Kimmel Tzitli Yazi and the Tshuva, the Rav Shai Tzadik wants to know, can he make Kiddush for the people in the hospital and then drive back? Can the person make Kiddush and then drive back? All about you, about driving back after making Kiddush. Can you make cash the Shabbat before the case of Kiddush over here? So that's it. This question is built upon Kiregir, meaning based on Zayin. He discusses the question. Someone's not Makabal Shabbos. You say over here at the end of the day, he can't be Makabal Shabbos. He cannot be himself Makabal Shabbos, that Mokhi Badover. Therefore, you don't say that Klal Apish Yotzah might see. What do you say at the end of the day? If it wants, I can have a couple Shabbos. I have an option to. It's Piyodoy. Kvegi wants to make a raya. The sugya in Yevamos that's brought down in Tosaf Yidalos from Yishami, the get to Ben Yidalad on Purim. Can you do Mikra Megillah for Ben Tezvah? So, Mavucham on the Achor, the Bekh the Boys come on Big Machmer. So, as Yishami, the Maisa, Ben Yidalad do Megillah for Ben Tezvah, he's not Mokhiyah Bedover. Therefore, he cannot be, might see his Chav over here. He's not mechuyev b'davar. He also he's not mechuyev in Shabbos. Cannot be mitzvah his friend. Maaseh he said tzorchei nadina. Maybe it's piyadoi. Ish lachalek. Kamal just liyaza and he wants a taino for two reasons. Maaseh he can. He told the Rambam on Shai Tzedek. First of all, at the end of the day, it is piyadoi. The second time we came here. Well, at the end of the day, also both in mechuyev in kiddush on Shabbos. Not like a ben yidal not mechuyev today. You are mechuyev. This man shares to you. So he wants a taino. He can't be mechuyev Shabbos before you mechuyev Shabbos. Sadr Shayt Mishlom Zalman says, again, Shuvah, he wants to say, maybe Mohammed Chak, or even Arai, he wants to be Choshish from Kiveger. Then the Shuvah is getting involved with, what's the big deal of being Mekabel Shabbos, and then take a car back, being driven either by a guy, or even by a Yid? The Loch we saw in Simon Reish, Simon Gimel, Simon Zayin, the Loch over there is, that a Yid can do Moloch, but another Yid can tell him, Bepam, Molo, go do Moloch for me. So what exactly is the Isser of, yes, let everyone be Machram, Kiveger Sofik, let a person be Mekabel Shabbos, make Kiddush in the Beit Cholim, and then have a Yiko drive, and what's the problem going inside of a car? So come with Moshe Zalman, and he says, maybe the Bayad is a Sugya of Zolzol Shabbos, but here, there is no Zolzol. Why? Because everyone's doing. I mean, the question of Kol is, even on Shabbos, what's the Issa going inside a car? A guy's driving, he's going somewhere, you know, tell him, what's the Issa? What are you doing going inside a car? So, oh, what is the Zolzol Shabbos? Over here, doing inside the idea of Mekasha Shabbos, why? Because it's some kiveger, not if we get a zokul Shabbos, which we already discussed. In the simon reish tam gimel, could an isha do a lakis neris, mekabel Shabbos, then a husband could go driver, far away to a friend for a meal, go to Alpha Kleisel. Is it nothing to get a Tariq Shabbos? You're not to come on the call tonight over here. But what exactly is it? Is it going inside of a car? So it sounds like Rosh Hashanah Zalman Shuvah. The study should be nice. It's still Rosh Hashanah is Isser. Therefore, since it's Ba'od Yoyim, it's a Kul Madain Huchol, what exactly should be the problem? Nice and Shulchan Shlomin, the Reisam Gimel, the Prophet over there to do such a thing on Erev Shabbos by the Isha, doesn't get a result of Shabbos. So he wrote a letter to the Baal Halicha Shlomin, I said, of course, there's Shlomin Zalman. The Shlomin wrote back to us, ain't Stira. No Stira. Then explain who the side of here is, depends on why you're doing it for. If it's because you have Bayada Sovka, Lokhams, and Kivagar, if we catch four people in basic in the Beit Cholim, fine, that's not looking at Zolo Shabbos. Because stop, you want to go to your friend, stop, you want to go to the Kreisel, that's Zolo Shabbos. That's not enough for me to be Sovka upon it. My second Lom Shalom Azam says, therefore, the better thing to go to Sovka Shalom Azam is to recover Shabbos and have a Yid or Goy drive you back. If you can, the Mokkam and Chak, Yeshim and Lismach. Some idea, Shabbos Shabbos on this way, Pitzka Chubis, Pitzka Zilber. Rosh Dermach, when he discussed it over here, he also gets involved with exactly what is the issue going inside of the car, same shayla. This issue is Al-Kalponim Dura-Ponim, Egzera Sheva Yitzu with Chutzot-Chum. You can't go in a car on Shabbos, Egzera, you go in Chutzot-Chum. I'm not clear where his Egzera is coming from, where's the car for it. But Maisi, he told the people what to go do in Johannesburg to Mekabel Shabbos B'tnai. So if I have to Mekabel Shabbos, that's a Mekiveger, Echnami, then I'm Mekabel Shabbos, and I'll be driven back, I'll be making all the Gzei Rabbonim inside the Rabbonim. But if you have Mekabel Shabbos, that's much better, go do that, then the Lachazak can be driven back, then Nichol to get a Gzei Rabbonim over here. So he has a Jesus cause it to be driven back, then what's the Isser? The Isser is Umdun Echol, Gufaloy Naich. That means, what exactly is the Isser going in the car on Shabbos? We have either here, Rishon Zalman, Al Zilzul Shabbos, or Chashabbos one this way. Is Kachuba the ones that go to Zilzul Shabbos? If it is the Isser of Umdun Echol, or the Isser inside some Gzei Chutzot Chum, which again we spoke out very clearly, therefore the incorrect and hungry is for the Isha and the Erev Shabbos to Madlik Neris, to Mekabel Shabbos to go inside a car. I mean, everyone's saying it's a problem. Question where the problem is coming from, why not go do it? The gate over here, you have a Shailah Mitzah Locha B'Kiva Eger. What to go do in the hospital? You have to make Kiddush for these people who are not going to Kiddush. Otherwise, that's a big Shailah, what to go do. Again, simply yes, that's to make him. Shalom Zab says, make him Mokhmet Chak. And come on, big now from Moshe, Yeshua Aaron, the Maisa not be some Chalol upon that. Let's be Machmer. Loch is the Maisa B'Kiva Eger. A Shailah can be Kiddush. Are you not Nichol to get a B'Kiva Mokhmet B'Dover Adayin? A similar case, Kamal Shalom Zalman, the same Shuvah, he has three cases over there. One is the case of Beit Cholim. The second case is a very interesting question. A person Maisa is in Chutz Laretz right now, and he wants to make Kiddush for a person in Eretz Yisrael. Chatzai Sayyim, he starts with saying, on that side that he can be Yitzah, thinks through a telephone, be very clear. Most people say he can't. But on that side, he can. Most people say he can't. But on that side, he says that Maisha says. But on the side that you can, he wants to know in this situation, he just passed through Shlomo Zalman Mokhmet Chak in the hospital. You should be listening. So now, can you make Kiddush Chatzos in New York or Lakewood for people in Yerushalayim? That's no. That's Mamash Yoyim. It's only not going to be Yota. You don't even have the inside to make it to be Mekel there. About that situation, look coolly on me, can't go do. That's how the Shlishim Shlomo Zalman in the same tshuva goes on another case. Let's say it's Shabbos morning and a person did not daven yet. Another person did daven. For example, let's say today right now we're seeking the Shabbos will be 6 o'clock. Start davening at 5:15. They come home at 7:30. Come home at 7:30, for whatever reason, he can't make Kiddush. The person wakes up, he's going to have Mogen Avram. He wakes up, he's going to have Mogen Avram to daven the minyan at 7:30, quarter to 8. Not the later minyan, but going of 8:20. Finally, he's going to have Mogen Avram. The guy here has to go get Kiddush over here. So can the person before davening make Kiddush for the person who's after davening? Why can locha of Kiddush is only after davening you have to take Kiddush? So this person was before his mitzvahs to make Kiddush over here. Kamal Shlomo Zalman says, no. About this situation, about both of them were chuyv in Kiddush right now, except the mitzvah did not happen b'poyel because he did not daven yet. So for example, let's say a person is in the Beis Akisei. They can't make Kiddush, but about the mitzvah in Kiddush right now. It's like Ayei Rabbilo. It's not like it's not Shabbos yet. And if you have to encounter Shabbos. Right now it is Shabbos, you have the Klum of Shabbos, so something's blocking you, you didn't daven yet. there was this situation one time, about a person different in the category of being Mechai Bedover, and if he can't make Kiddush for his Chavah beer. So, I can't not eat. Yes, yeah, this is Shom Zahm's Kiddush. You can argue with him. My status is Kiddush. I mean, you can't have the gear to miss Mechavah's case to Gal, even though a person Mechavah's a mitzvah could be used for your Chavah, call yourself the Reverend Zelza, can't not become the mitzvah. Again, there are three cases over here that have had to take the side, either before you Mechavah Shabbos to Mechavah among the Afraidim Kivagir. In the case over here, when a different Medina, it's not Biyodoi, so Shom Zahm Levadi cannot be used for your friend. In the case before Davning, Shabbos morning, we'll say, Vadi, can't be used to your friend. Now, all this is the whole case of Kiddush at night. Kiddush during the day is Birkshaila, is under the category of Birksa Mitzvah or Birksa Nenen. We spoke about the Kitzah last week, but the Birkidis Makar is over here. That means you get to Kiddush at night, we have two Chalokim to Kiddush. We have the idea of being Mekansha Shabbos and the Bracha Bar Priya Gopan. So, Vado, we have a Chilik of Birksa Mitzvah, and the whole time I think you definitely get a Birksa Mitzvah. During the morning, the only mischai to go do is make a bracha bar piyag offering. Bracha to Hashem, lekinim el chelo, bar piyag offering. Again, the homgiz a klai, so say zafar, or shomer, or afi berach. That's different than the homgiz, each one up on his own. Nothing to do at the mischai of Kiddush. The mischai of Kiddush is only the bracha bar piyag offering. If so, the question is, if a person who is ready yoyitzah can be mighty schaver, because it's a birksa nenen, they can't do that, or nechel get a birksa mitzvah. Coming to base Yisuf by us, the Sadal brings down the machlikes among the Mishainim. The Mordechai in Arab Sochim says, negate a person who is fasting on Shabbos morning, the law says he cannot make the bracha bar piyag offering. It's a birch sanen over here. And therefore, negate a kal birch sanen again, the side is, if you want to make a bracha for the apple for your friend, you have to eat the apple. Over here, you want to make a bracha bar piyag offering for your friend, you have to make a drink the wine. He's fasting. Times chalayim. He might say, cannot be. It cannot be mighty schav over here. Is it written? What?
It's a makar for the Brisk Chumra.
Yeah. That's the Mordechai in our base research. It's written that way in Pesachim Daf Kavov for Marie. It's a Rebbeinu Dov in Pesachim Daf Kavov. It's Oil Mol that way. I tell you, the base research goes on further of being done in Ben Yerucham. This is not the way. The Chiv of the Brisk Hanen is Mechai with Brisk HaMitzvah. It's Dinik HaKiddush. And even though Yotza, you might see over here. That means the Birchta Hanenen switched to Birchta Mitzvah. Machlokes, and Beis Yisrael goes further and says, this Das of Ben Yerucham is the Das of the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Tor, Kainzer. Same sheet over here. So Machlokes among the Rishainim is Kiddush in the morning of Birchta Mitzvah, Birchta Hanenen. So I think in the Gate of Paiskim and Sidura, what's called the Birchta Chum over here, Rosh Tumach and Shuvan, Chelk Aleph, Tzim Reitz, Amidal, Ben Zal, that he wanted to tie up based upon these Rishainim, the Rif from Mordechai, the Ben and David. The chura that the nichel again a birch nenen. Now, if kamina is, does the person who's listening to kiddush have to taste from the yain? Besides from the nafkamina, the yotzah might seem to be satisfied with arvus, a second nafkamina. People in yeshiva, by kiddush, 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, the oldest, the person being mekaddish. If it's birch nenen, and that's the only way I'm going to carry the mitzvah, I have to also drink from the yain. And even the brisk world is very medactic to be machmer. To hear the person who would be Mekadosh to drink from the wine over here. The Rosh Tumach, when he brings it down, he said, Avada, it's Ramah, not the way we get to the law of Ramah. But he said, Chumash, why about Mechish for the other Rishayim over here? Mechish for the other Rishayim? Why did another reason why to drink from the Kiddush? We saw already in Rish Ayin Aleph, the Mechab brings down Sevi Dal, Mitzvah Minamucho, the taste of the Kreshul Kiddush. So we have the number one, the Brisk Chum over there to drink from the Kreshul Kiddush. One, it's an idea of Birch Sanan. Maestro, who disagrees? The Beis Yisrael were us and Dov Baruchin Akinon, not like the Shikha of Mordechai. Therefore, the Mechaber and Kulsam Zayin and Lus Baruchas bring down the Kiddush of Bein Balayla, Bein Miyoyim, is a Birchsa Mitzvah. The Omar by us is very clear, the Lokta is like a Ben Yeruchim and it brings down. In whatever the parentheses, the Ben Yeruchim, the Rif, the Rosh, the Torah, the Birchsa Mitzvah. The Rosh went this way, the Grav went this way. Not only that, Rosh Tumach and the same Shubah brings down who disagrees with the Brisk Rav. Brisk Rav went to his father, Chaim. The Brisker, Chaim Brisk, said, "Lemaisa, look at the Brisker Chum was not makabel by the Chaim Brisk. It was not makabel it. The Gam was trimmed on the further and says, even though it was not makabel it, he saw afterwards a very medacting to be machmer to the Chumash Shavai to drink from the Kiddush over here. So the Brisker Chum that the Chaim Brisk was not makabel, but he's medacting with Mechosh Shavai over here. Lemaisa, the Chanish, Chaim, they're not medacting to Chutz Yaakov when he has a shuv about it." Said the Vado, he said he's by the Belzerebel. And so there were hundreds of thousands of goyim uvokim chasidim asher meishel bedakim mechayim mitzvus. Everyone heard the Rebbe make kiddush, and no one was worried about the shito v'the monachai shito. The chen put chasidim ma'adav amadavar tzedika ilam midor v'dor. We're not mahar upon the shito here. Avad alok is like the mechaber amo. Person does not have to drink from the kosher kiddush to mekayim them in the, of the kiddush avoy. Again, it's a loch of this and mocher, but not the mekabel mekayim the inyan of bechadem mekayim the sugya of kiddush over here. Now they do point out that there are those who are machmer. Again, kiddush is a chumro. Before there are mentioned already, but there are four problems take on this chumro that maybe they kulo. Again, there are two reasons why people want to drink from the Mekanshus Kiddush. One reason is that Mordechai Shito over here, it's a Dalit, where is the Kiddush? The second reason is that the Sugya Mitzvah of Mokhov, all Kishol Bracho. So, four problems. Number one, Meshmur by Yosef Kodach Obeis brings down how much the share for the Kiddush. What's the share? Derech Agam brings down being Machmer and the Shears Reveyas. That means you learn the Sugya Bracha, it's very short. Shell is the share, the Get Bracha Chornet, it's a Gezayas or Reveyas. How much is a gezayis? We spoke already, I think, 2 weeks ago, the shir gezayis. Is it the getter of 28 or 29 samak? That's l'churma, l'chayna, or l'kula is a 15 samak. We'll go out to zeisim b'zmanenu, the chas nisha shito, and therefore the goyim shito, and therefore the getter is zeisim b'zmanenu is 5 samak, even 3 samak. Went over to Avadar Magol, the person who wrote the Savior, Dura Yamidas, he told me he makes a bracha achorina on the 3 samak. Three samak himself does it that way. Now, three samak is 0.1 fluid ounce. Those people don't know. 0.1. He says you want to be machmer here. He says do 5 samak. 0.16 fluid ounce. Now, fine. Now, again, he says chasnish, the goyim shito here, the mizrahi here, so old saver. It's coming more of a fact, at least to be chish, the smalach here, they call the small share. Small share. Again, so B'chaim took the small share, and he said to get his 17 samak. Others said, why about the 70 smack with the big olives? Go to the regular olives, 5 smack, 3 smack. If so, a person comes along by Kiddush, and then one drinks a little bit over here in Shul, so where exactly is the Bracha Chorino? Now, to make a Bracha Chorino, I won't say like a Dar Magolden, I would not make a Bracha Chorino. To be Choshish, maybe. It's a small share. Chabad said the share between Gezayis and Revias to be Choshish. What's the share Gezayis? Yesh Lotan. What do you go do? So number one, you're drinking the Kiddush, command everyone drinking 0.1 fluid ounce. 0.16 fluid ounce. It's 1.3. Again, it's 5 samak. It's very little. So number one, you're by out, where's your bracha chorino? So that tells the Bimah Mokhon, the Tzadi is not Satan Mechai Bala Gefen, who say, I thrown into Yal Michiel. That tells the Machlok, it's Moshe can, or say you can't. Then you have to remember to say it in Al Michiel, Al Gefen over here. But that's one chumah maybe they call off. A second thing is, let's negate the Kiddush. Again, let's say you're at home. You tell me, what's the big deal? Me'ikah, then we pass, we saw already the mechaber, the shita is, that when you bench, your bechsa mozon is going to patter the Kiddush, the one that you had before the Suda. Again, we spoke out the Be'alocha, and Simon Kuf Ayin, Dalit says, we machmer. Maisa, the locha steamers are mechaber, we saw some here. If the mother passes you wine you have before the Suda. Now, the look is wine. What about grape juice? Why is Birch Mother pottering the Yayin? Because Yayin has a ghetto of being swords, and therefore the Sameach, and therefore Birch Mother pots the Yayin. Would a potter your grape juice? Love also having grape juice by Shishab this morning, we're not having a case of Yayin over here. So come along with the Ashiv and the Vosan, the Bechushvi Machmar, and says Birch Mother does not potter your grape juice. Again, the Chumash says, "What mean? Yain and grape juice are the same sugya here." Says the Brach, especially here to Kiddush, Kiddush Mokum Suda is a Haschol of the Suda. But it comes out even on the. You can drink a little by. You can tell me, by Kiddush I have a problem. No, with my Aligarchum. In the house I have a Vechsel Mosin. But if it's grape juice, who says you have a Vechsel Mosin? Second problem. A third thing, you buy Kiddush. You come along and you drink a little bit. Now, afterwards, you want to have coffee, you want to have a soda, and you want to drink something. You call it again, so your brachot, some kuvayin dalet, just like pass all type of oichel. Yayin passes all shar mashkin. How much yayin do you have to drink to pass the shar mashkin? Come on with the halacha, and Meshuah said, you read pass, you have to drink molly lugmov. So, find a person drinking less than molly lugmov. The halacha brings down the sivus that says that she is a mashu. He wants to disagree with the sivus. The end day says, be choshev, the sivus. So let's say you drink a mashu, what to go do? He says, halacha is not to make a bracha and not to drink. Go hear from somebody else, a bracha shakal, who make a bracha on a jelly bean, who writes a case of sugar over there, make a bracha shakal. So come along by Kiddush, you take, you mean machma the brisket of chumra, take a little bit over here of a mashu, what do you do with your soda? You're going to make a bracha on your herring, or some other shakal over here. Another problem. A fourth thing over here, Elamai, you know what, I'm going to drink a molokmov over here. I'm going to drink a molokmov. No, why can't I, don't want to have, buy up my case of my soda or my coffee, what can I do with other bracha shabai? Let's say molokmov is a case of grape juice. The grape juice, Pater Shamashkin over here. Pater Shamashkin. So that says about a year, the Maisa again of Walter. And Ruyashu says, maybe the Sukh is Dafka by Yayin. And he wants to be Chosh, not by the case of grape juice. Again, Lumit Achonin, Debatzino, and Shomzam, Chodoshoni, Chayim, Lord Golathaway. Again, we have, in the grape juice, you have two problems, side by the case of a kid in Shari at home. Who said because it was a patzit, and who said that, and even if you want to drink more lukmov, said patzit shamashkin. V'oid, if you drink less than a share, a mashu, what do you do about your idea of drinking soda or coffee? Do you make a bracha upon it? What exactly is your bracha chayin upon it? Those are the four problems where you chumro, biska chumro, maybe they kula.
Is it wine
the patzit, or is it mother? So we spoke about last time, that's who you to answer back. It's the primum time it's about pirik often, and not the yayin. They're going, oh, the mouth. Mouth says, no, it's the yayin, not the grape juice.
If it's the yayin, yes. So,
of course, it appears good for someone else. Those guys will be a little good.
Would that theoretically
prompt
him for
making a sound for a quote? No, again, Mishwa says, be machin, Mishwa would not go the way. Mishwa would not go the way. Not go after the bracha. Mishwa goes after the...
No, either it's the yayin or the bracha. If it's the yayin, then...
I don't think it's probably the same. I guess you have to say Vilna's bracha, so we'll get to the sukkah.
What about Al-Tzitzim and Al-Mukhah?
To take Al-Tzitzim and maybe they cool off, it's very dangerous. No, so yeah, you have to worry about these four problems. I've learned over people, I tell people, yeah, that's what we're talking to. You, yes, no problem. You should take with the mufcha and a guy like you, you know the sugya. When we deal with people who are noshim, who act like noshim, it's not worth it. I tell them, just don't drink. I watch week after week. I tell them, what are you doing with your coffee? Oh yeah, I talked to them last week. I tell them, don't drink by now. They don't drink.
Same issues by night, whatever.
No, so tonight only have really one issue, and that we spoke about in the chabur. Just drink during the suda. And anyway, we have a chabul al loch be semi chavan. Unless you want, you have these issues also. Now, in this sugya over here of Yotze Moitzi, so come on, Mechaber, and they discuss this, is this the geta only when a person is not a baki? Let's see a baki. That means everyone today can make their own bracha. Whether it's men, women, they all can make their own bracha. Can I make a bracha for you when a person can make their own bracha? So mechal by us, being on the back sheet, that said the chora, the only time you can be yotz as mitzi, the person is not a baki. So Hashem Mishmu being on the pre-chadosh says, in the case when he is a baki, even chachilo. Maisa be'alocha, being on the malvam, arz l'chaim, only b'di'ever the maisa yor yotz. Only b'di'ever. Chachilo not to be making bracha somebody else when a person is a baki. That means b'ir ador. I mean, usually we have, let's say, Friday night, we have Shabbos morning. Friday night, me and my mishpocha, they're bekiyim, but I'm nice to make kiddush myself, I have no problem. I'm not yotze mitzi. I'm being mitzi kiddush for myself, and therefore I can be mitzi others also, I have no problem with that. The problem is usually is Shabbos morning. I go to kiddush, or I'm out at kiddush, the mitzi that I hear, they're making kiddush, I'm yotze kiddush, I eat my mezonos, kiddush, I'm already yotze kiddush. I come home, my wife and kids are home, I'm making kiddush for what reason? What am I making kiddush for? For them, they're a baki. What is my heter or excuse, according to the Mishnah Berurah, for me to go make kiddush for them? No, about I can. Mishnah Berurah, but Mechaber said not to lachatchilo. the comes to the back sheet, not going to hold the arm is only with the other. That's the one. Even the day. Even the day. Again, it's a little bit of mitzvah. It's only working, we're passing in the day of mitzvah. When he's getting, what you're getting to is now an interesting question. Let's say I'm by Kiddush, the loch is, I come home, I'm drinking the wine. So me right now, it's a birch and then. It's not birch and mitzvah. For them, it's a birch and mitzvah. Is it a chasarin when I'm doing it for them, but I also have a machayv for a different reason? The same halach is based on cleared by thinking about going home. We look back to the Rish test Zion, I think it was. Can a person, what person, when he flies, he has to make a goimel. The person who came chayla, and he got healed, got better, he has to make a goimel. Can one goimel make for the other goimel? It's two different thanks, two different appreciations. That person might as well be machmer. Said the lich is based on, so, can I make a bracha, boy pick off my house? Should I have a chib of the bracha of Bixan Nenin? For my wife and kids have a chib inside the idea of Bixan Mitzvah. It's coming to them from them. Why? Because the Maisa, they can do it for themselves. They're a Baki over here.
You don't have to do that. You can just do the Moshi, though.
I can, but they're a Baki. Therefore, I should not do that. Let's say I would not make a Bixan Nenin. I would just make a bracha, and that's it. They were drinking. Says Mishmur, don't do that. It's a Mechaber. Right, it says Pichodesh not the way. Maisa B'Yevim Malvim. The Mechaber says, don't do that. So why do all of them coming home and making Kiddush for our wives?
He's saying, since you have the mail of the Goyin Shita,
you do it for that reason, we do it always. Let's say, we get another question then. So when everyone's about the kids, your husband, wife, and kids are all about the kids. You come home and make kids again? If you don't, you're not about the Goyin, you're all the Goyin.
So if you make it, you're not being Motzi.
They're hitting the bracha by your girlfriend.
No, but you're doing it outstanding.
Right, that's the question.
That's
the shiloh. My sister, Salich is based and went to his uncle. A good name is Shlomo Zalman.
You shouldn't have made Kiddush in a morning.
So, Shlomo Zalman, my sister, says at the end of the day, the Birchan Nenin turned to Birchan Mitzvah. It's not that there's two different mechayvim, like a Glimel, he has one reason and other reason. Chazal said the Birchan Mitzvah is to make a Birchan Nenin. That's what the Birchan Mitzvah is, to make a Birchan Nenin. So I'm making a Birchan Nenin. And they hear Birchan Nenin. So he said, I can't come home, and my Birchan Mitzvah is to make a Birchan Nenin. There's no problem over here.
So why is he Machmir and Kivayger and Arab Shabbos? We could say the same thing over there. Oh no, it's Arab Shabbos. I need Birchan Shekin Shana.
Not this man yet. But that's nice also. That's what he said, no problem. That seems to be what Ellen does over here. My Kamal of Piske Truvas, the only Bayah he has over here, he wants to be Machmer because is there Arvis by Noshim? I mean, the whole story called Ayatz's Maitzi. We learn the way Simon Einrich Aleph by Noshim is a story of Arvis. We point out, the Slach, the Kiveger, the Godim, is there Arvis? Divi wants to be Machmer, you should come home and you should not make Kiddush, the wife should make the Kiddush. However, we saw over there, Mishmur did not pass. Mishmur says, Aloch Maisa, the Taz, the Makavom, the Goin, the Shar, Choynim, there is Arvis to Moshe. I mean, there are two different questions over here. Maisa, the Amoin Am, when they're coming home, the Maisa they're making Kiddush for the Moshe, the comment he's saying over here that Bechta Mitzvah is a Bechta Nenim, but only the comment to the Sukkim Arvis over here. What? Mishmur, well, that seems to be that over here. Taking it a step further,
you don't
want
to
Arvis.
You make the bracha.
No, but I'm being made to their sounds like. That's what he wants to do. That's it. Take it a step further now. A lot of times you add a Kiddush, and you heard Kiddush, you accomplish yourself, then the Noshim come late. And some of the reason women don't want to make Kiddush, right? We don't do Abdullah, we don't do Torah, we don't do Kiddush, we don't do Mayim Machorin, we don't do these things. Not sure why, each one a different dark, obviously. But we don't do these things. So the question now is, can you go over to your wife and make Kiddush for her? Now, you are not such a, now there are really different cases over here. There's one case is when you heard from the Mekadosh, Kiddush, and you did not drink anything. You did not take on the chumrah of Kishel Brachal. So your wife wants you to make Kiddush for her. No problem. It's a Berchus Nenin. For a Berchus Mitzvah, it's from the Zalman. You can make the Kiddush, boy, break off and drink, no problem. Second, even if you drink from the Mekadosh, let's say you're Nimlach, you never drink during the Kiddush, never planned to drink. And therefore, if you did drink more wine, you have to make a bracha by a pirag ofen. Same thing. For your wife again, make a bracha by a pirag ofen. The bechtenim for her bechta mitzvah. Let's say, like some people, they hear the kiddush, they're not in the luck, they plan to drink. The wife comes in, then what to go do? Can the man make the kiddush? So come on, Abdullah Feinstein, the Torah of Aron, Chalik Yud, he said these three darkas. He said that the case over here, when you're not in the luck, he says, avada man can make the bracha. Then he has to drink malugmov as the idea of kosher bracha. But she has to drink from it. That means this birchat nenen turned to birchat mitzvah. That's what it is. So yotem mitzi, I can pick up the lulav and say, well, make a bracha for the other person, they can shake it. But no, if you only drink from it, you have no reason to make a bracha to drink from it. Because you're not nimloch. You heard kiddush, you drank wine, you plan to drink more wine. So she did not drink from it, and Betin turned to a bracha vatolo. Now how much she has to drink, she has to taste. She has to taste, not more than that. That means if Eli Meir has a ksav, yeah, the letter over here, he wants to declare is, what's the locha, you have to maybe have a shear. My sir, I see Abdullah Feinstein, the Torah of Aron says, you can make a bracha for your wife. Chachila, no problem. If you got, I'm Sugya Baki. Sugya Baki asking the Maestro, why can't you? What happened to Sugya Baki over here? Not for a second. But the Maestro, that's what I'm going to go do. That's again, Avani Yotzim Diyeva. The only question that you have is, but she has to drink. She certainly has to drink. Doesn't drink. Look, there's a problem over here. Sifei. We have the local here of Kiddush Mokham Sudo. That we spoke out last week, Machlokes, and the Sugim Sofim Daf Kafalev. Rabbi Shmuel of Yerichlan, if you have the Kiddush Mokham Sudo, now, you pass like Shmuel, you have the Kiddush Mokham Sudo. We have Kiddush, the question is, what's the Mokham Sudo? What defines Sudo here? Lashon of Tesis and Rosh is the word is pass. It's pass Dafka. That means, Mechabni Dan Lashon of Lechem, Lashon of Yayin. There are different darkers what to go through to discuss. He gave the sugya of Kiddush Mokham Sudo. What defines Sudo? So, first, the gate to pass, the going is brought down in the Be'alocha, that the Alocha is, the correct thing is, you should only have a Kiddush Mokham Sudo Gemura when you have pass. Not Mingi Targimo, not a case of Yayin. First, you should always have a case of pass. The Shmei Shabbos, he brings it down, he points out, the Maaseh is not brought down over here on the Tzin of the Shulchan Aruch. That means he left the Shulchan Aruch as is. It says, here is the Chumro. There's a guy saying the correct thing is always to have Kiddush, Mokham, Masuda, Gemuro, a case of pass over here. The Kivegu also brings down the Maharam, Talmud Ben Yonah this way, the Rosh Hashulcha, the Ben Olam. They say there's certainly a mile, the correct thing to have a case of pass. Void, you saw already the Be'alokh and some relational tests, it's a base of people want to have a Kiddush other places, the Bayam to the Sugo eating the Kiddush, the Suda Shabbos, the Te'eva. I'm not talking about a Kiddush. Eat a lot. Everyone always plants to eat a little bit. Well, not everyone. A lot of people plant to eat a little bit. But, you know, it's through there. You know, it's eating Shabbos, and you have a mitzvah to go eat. And to enjoy yourself. And you come home, you eat much less. You buy them, that's not the sugya of eating with everyone. They were not so easy to send to Mishmur, why should not get Kiddush by Iker Suto. So what he said over here, that the certainly the correct thing is to have a Kiddush by Iker Suto or by Kesa Pass. Coming upon this idea, this concept, that Pass cover. We have something called Pasabal Bekistin. The person has Yayin, Kiddush, and he has cake in front of him that's Pasabal Bekistin, that if he has food upon it, he isn't allowed to have to wash the bench. Are you become the whole pot of the Gain Shito? Become the Gain Shito. Come along, Mishlom Zalman, brought down Bishka Karev, never tells the Mishra. Came along, Mishlom Zalman, he was choishish for the Gain to have Yayin by the Ikka Suda Pass. He came along and held the pass of the kiss and became the green shito. Thereby, Kiddush will take pass. Now you have to have lech mishnah. So take two rochloch, put them together, two griot, have lech mishnah, became the green shito here.
Suda gemura.
Suda gemura. So pass. Pass of the kiss and then forget on suda. Now the bidin oilam, before 20 years ago, he came along and said, the halacha in Chor you have to pass to the Gemara. Maaseh Mishlom Zalman is brought down that he seemed to go do that. See, some of the people by a kiddush, they take two halachot together. And you think, like, what are they doing? The Kavanah Mishlom Zalman is on hung over here. that the kind, the concept of the Goyin over here is nichol in the category of having invited student Gibor over here. As it didn't pass over here. Now, number one, it comes out, the first thing is to have lechem. Come on, Mechab brings down the case of Yayin. What about the case of Mezoinus? Come on, Meshimun, it says, Kol Shkein, a case of, his words are, Mina Tegemiyo, Ayin Minim. Hey, Minim. That means it comes along before the category is first pass, second Mezoinus, and then Yayin. That's the order of the Darkness Shabbat. Now, the question is, when you say this case of Hey, Minim, how do you define it, how do you apply it? That means, first, we always have a night and we have a day. A night, we know the Kiddush at night is the Gedei of the Raisa, it's more chomer. Kiddush in the day is the Rabbanon, it's more kal, especially we already mentioned in the Reis HaMakas, the Vayvet Shito, the person is allowed to eat during the day before the case of Kiddush. So during the day, we have two kulos by itself. One, the Rabbanon, and they said that the Mokavon brings down the Tzir of the Vayvet Shito, the Lav Dafka, you have to have Kiddush during the day before you eat over here. So the question over here is that Shu, the law is by Sebech upon the Sugyo of Sebech Shmuel of the Zaynus also. Come on, the Ein Yitzchak, it says, but not at night. At night you lost out the right with Shito. That's more come over here. When I'm a Peskachuva, the Shem Shabbos, you more mark my night. It says the Peskachuva, but let's say the night is Yontif. Yontif Kish only do Abonon. You have lost out the right with Shito, only Abonon. You Sebech at night. So you'll bring you a Makar, Nikolai Yisrael. Lel Singh was tired of numerous places, or Lel Shuas, numerous yeshivas. They come along and they have a Kiddush, and they have Mezoinus. At night, they're more makel to have Mezoinus on Yontif in the case of Shabbos. The Meister Shmir Shabbos, he brings down the Lochel, he says, not to Mechamtu in the case of Shabbos and Yontif. He brings down the Meshavur and Seven Reisha and Aleph, it says Shabbos and Yontif has the same gather of a Lochel at night, should have a gather of the right soul. Have the Shmir Shabbos Paschal, the Peritun Dalit, the Mishnah was not Mechamtin day and night over here. See, nowhere in the Stimus of place is not like the Kavdura, not like the Pesach Yeshivas. And then a day, the Maaseh says, Kol Shkein, the Zaynus Maaseh works. Therefore, to defend the Yeshivas, Asai on Yontif, and even Yontif comes on Shabbos, people in Maaseh, what would they do? They make Kiddush with the Zaynus. Yeshivim Lissmach, why? It's Mishnah Berurah that way. So come along again, we have Alocha, Vada, the best thing is pass. The second thing is, again, we see people what they do at night. Now, again, much less, they see it all the time. At night, there's certain see people in Maisa still in the Gate Yontif, again, that you see more practically by Simos Torah. And you see it by the case of Shavuos, people will have Yeshivas and Shavuos. What they would do, they have a Kiddush, they have a Zaynus, then they have the meal much, much later. Again, where they're coming from is very clear. That's Meshavuos, right over here. The Simos Apoy keeps not to Mechalik, with the Yontif or Shabbos. Now, what's the saying? It's a case over here of Mezoinus, or Hey Minim. So, is it Dafka a case of Pasavo Mekisnet? Or is the case of even something that you're not possible to kiss in the fear of her? Certain things, when you eat it, if you eat enough of it, and you mamash fully yourself up, the luck is you have to wash a bench. Certain things have no tzuras to pass. For example, spaghetti. No matter how much you eat, it has no tzuras to pass. The luck is you're never going to wash a bench. Who is that negeya? Yishamikugel, one of the reasons that Elam says over why they made Yishamikugel Shabbos morning, put the Asher Shita to the side, like most boys can go, because really it's made out of spaghetti, it's pressed together. No matter how much you eat, you can fill yourself up. You want to wash the bench. Again, we actually just not the way, but that's how most farmers go. They shall come with a get it of something, even if you not wash the bench. If so, instead of here hanging the dog, maybe this doctor has a situation over here, you have to wash a bench. Who says in Shamka will be nothing together that you become in the Kiddush Bakum Suda in the morning? So they point out, what is the side of Heminim? What's the reason behind it? Where's the Mishavur? Came to saw it. It gives you nourishment. Saw the leg. Satisfies the heart. If so, come on the Svarim, the Mazilber, or the Tzian, the Miyash, the Shaimer, the Zalman, the Kavzalach, the Pachmiyashki, they come on the side. Kind of, once it's the idea of saw it, they have a version which should not be Mechalik, whether the case is Mechoshim, not Mechoshim, does not make a difference over here. At the end of the day, it's saw. So any Heminim might not make a difference. Building upon that, what about a case of Mezoinus that's not Heminim? Basically, a case of rice cakes. I mean, numerous times I passed by somebody, they always have a Kiddush there every Shabbos morning, after davening before the meal, which is an hour later, and they have these wonderful rice cakes, you know, with chocolate on top, it tastes very good. And the question there is, it's not Heminim Dokken. Now, what broch to make? There's also a question: is it mezainis? It's rice cake. It's rice. Is that dama? It's only mevushel. Was it charcoal? Three different brochas among the swarm. What to go do? Any broch you make, you have to be evid. The question is: what's the correct broch to do? Chachila. Most of them either go mezainis or dama. Some say even charcoal. You have to test your broch over here. The mice at the end of the day. What's the reason why to make a boy medium is when the rice is cooked? Because boy medium is done, it's mozzarella. So you go up to the side over here, the mice, it's mozzarella. I can't, even the rice cakes, you might make a domo, you might make a shackle, the mice, the cheese, it's mozzarella over here. If a certain farm want to make down the Isaac Chaim, or a yellow shaka, the Montana, you make a bracha of, you can be crested upon it. So actually, all this from me, Nabachayim, and Barley, not the way. And I said, others from point, they point out what's lashon is hayminim. The words of Maravam is Shmuas hayminim, hayminim davar. The end of the day, it might be the sage by his sword, Chazal said dafka hayminim. Never said about Yosef, comes to Lachas, or the Yitzchok, the one time the Lachas dafka negated the hayminim, not the case of negated to rice cakes. Someone asked me, built upon this, on the sound that rice cakes might work. So about sushi? Can you be kiddush bakim suda? You have sushi. If you wait a little bit, it'll be gone. You gotta get it right away. So what about sushi? So you give out what broth to make a sushi, right? Is rice is the ikker, is the fish the ikker? It depends if you have maybe, it depends if it's vegetables, maybe the seaweed is the ikker. Like, what exactly is the ikker over here? So what exactly defines the ikker? So let's take a more of a standard case for a lot of us, a case of herring. Let's say a person eats a herring with a cracker, right? That's not how we eat herring with a cracker. So let's say the person eating the ikker is a herring for him, and the cracker where he puts it there is either because the herring is too sharp, he's an American who has Israeli herring there, or because he doesn't want to get his hands dirty, he's an American, or he tells them to enhance the taste of the herring over here, more like an Israeli. So these cases, a lot of people say the ikker broch is shakel, and the cracker is more of a tuffle. You got mavucha, what to do, how to apply it. Some say you make two different brochas, each one after his own. On the side, the mezainis is a tuffle. Can that be a kishmach from Sudan? I'm making bracha shahakel, and now I want to make a kishmach from Sudan when the halach is koshkin, he mean a dog, but meaning any meaning a dog. But it's a tuffle over here. Come on, it's a question of the Yashu. So the mice, at the end of the day, you had mozai. He filled you up over here. Therefore, Vadi, you can make a kishmach from Sudan, but he says a chidish. Therefore, now that becomes the ikr. Now, if you make a bracha, why are you meaning a mezainis? On the side of the kind of kishmach from Sudan, that's the ikr. This is your Sudan. But both of them, it says, over in Shuman, a chelik yudala. He says, no. So the loch is give me kind of shmokum sudo. But keep the original bracha. Because at the end of the day, the suga of makes a nen is not the same suga negate to the idea of kishmokum sudo. Because one is the suga of ikka and tafel of makes a nen, was the suga of kishmokum sudo being Muslim. It is being Muslim. It might be a case of a tafel. So the shah, what bracha might to go do it? Shmashamas, he calls the question back and forth. He has a case of tzarchi with a loch of where is. Now, when a person has a kishmach m'suda, how much to go eat? The word of Mishabu is achapon m'sher kizayis. According to Makavram, the Chorwai says achapon, because the Lacha in the great Tzadok Aleph, Mishabu says over there, the better thing by m'suda is always have a sheer kabeya over here. That means sheer kabeya is usually three times the amount of a sheer kizayis. That means you have to have much more of the amount of cake that you're eating, than you have sometimes a shell of washing and benching. But when I say the amount to go eat over here is at least a kizayis, at least a kizayis. A gam says loshon al chaponim, which comes from them sometimes means maybe the shiur behind the reverse.
A little bit more than a fed.
His words yitz mekaveir. That's loshon yitz mekaveir. Jump on the kaveir. So number one again, what's the hierarchy for kishmak masuda? Number one is first pass. Number two is then hey meaning dozen. Third thing is the case of yain. Now the gate to yain over here, it's very clear. Torah mechava says we can't kishmak masuda. And the grass and the chayadu of the went this way. Instead of shading the Mishmur brings down the Mishmur and the Shayatziyan, but look at the Kivagir, look at the Taisha Shabbos, we shouldn't disagree. Talmud Ben Yaino, or Rajbo, they seem to understand that you're not Mekarim with the case of Yain. Therefore, the Mishmur says the Lachal Maisa to be sending upon it only Bishas Hadchak. Only Bishas Hadchak. Now, even the Tzad to be sending upon the Yain Bishas Hadchak, again, the question is what's the Lachal Nigera to? Grape juice. Do I have what to be sung upon Mishas Tzachak? So I think by now everyone can guess which two names says to be Machmer. Avosner and Abliashiv. They seem to have quite grape juice in the case of Yain. Asal Sheni, Moshe Chaim, Moshe, who says the question, Shalom Chochma, Shalom Zalman, comes to Loch, Chodeshonim Chaim, say no grape juice, equates the thing. Same idea. Then we already mentioned three chumas and grape juice that the Avos won't be chashish for. That's not the getter to the patrick Sham Mashkin, because the Moshe does not patter it. You get the signal over here of Kish Mokham Suto. Again, most of them say, no, grape juice is the same sugya as Yain. Now, we're saying only in the cases Yain, Kish Mokham Suto. So some people, sometimes they think the idea is Kiddush, you have a second case, or you drink more, Kiddush also Kish Mokham Suto. That means, for example, let's say you hold something is Chama Medina is whiskey. You hold, beer is Nechon, the category over here. Are you Mekhaim the Indian with whiskey and beer, Kish Mokham Suto? So it's very clear that Mishkur B'Gzad Ma'avron that says, no, even though you, some people like drinking a second place, that's Kiddush Mokum Suda. That's not the kind of thing that might make you very frail and happy. So here Mokum Suda has to be daft in case either pass, Mazayin's Hamid Dugum, or the case of Yain over here. Not in the case of Chamat Medina. Hagam, thine wife, does bring down Ainitzchak to cover the rub. Then he wants Tana during the day, and the Rabbi Shito. Also, maybe in the Mordechai Shito said the person can eat without the Mokum Suda. Then we said, Mokum, call the Rabbim. There's no other option. He says, "Echnami yesh milistar b'bakum etchak." Breaking this from left to mishagura as is, not b'samichan other mashkin, only case of yain over here. Now to get to yain, how much to go drink? Okay, let's say b'samichan b'bakum etchak. We'll get to the case where it is b'bakum etchak. You're drinking the yain. How much wine to go drink? Stimus and mechaba sounds like just a case of rivius. That's how it's brought out the Ebn Ezer, because it's brought out the Beraitim. Chayim seems to go this way. The Chashulchan says the loch is dafka rivius. First, let's analyze it. Kiddush is one thing, and Mokum Suda is something else. So Kiddush, you have to drink your share. So where's the Suda? You have to have Kiddush for Mokum Suda. So where exactly is your Mokum Suda Shavai? Therefore, Kamal Mishmur, Bigdan Numisakhan, disagree. Bigdan Lavosh, Bach, Trisha, Taz, Bakavam, Eliab, and others. Tan, you have to have another case over here. Now, to be clear what it means, another case, does not mean you have to have two reveals. We know the locha, how much you have to drink for a kiddush is malugmav. How much you drink for a suda for the case over here is a revius. Diva says that achoinim the rabbi the bach, the get over here is malugmav plus a revius. That's the shear over here. Not is two reviusim, the shear is a malugmav plus a revius. Now, Rav Nevitzel, and again this Mishavur Tan is, if you drink straight, that's all kiddush. You have to have kiddush, and you have to have suda. So he says you have to be mafsik in between the Kiddush and the Sudan. Because how much is a Kdei Achilas Pras? 3-4 minutes? Or is it Kdei Shtiyas Revius, which depends who shir you're going with. Let's say it's a half a minute. Actually, you see the people who are doing it, they drink it very quickly one after another. I could mean, I think it makes a lot of sense, that if you have a second Kais, that's very clear, two different things over here. This Kiddush, the second Kais, that's my Sudan. So I think that's where the Ulam, that they're not usually doing one Kais, they're doing both. They're Kiddush, Mokum Suda. Again, I didn't see anyone in this farm. Papi Seichel Shabbat makes a lot of sense. This is Kiddush, and this is Suda over here. Now, coming with Mishmur, the way our Hipaskin is over here, he seems to make two different levels over here. There's Yoim and there's Lila. That means Mishmur speaks out that, again, during the day, we always have a Tziruf of the Rav Sheet over here. And then he says, it depends. So during the day, if there's not so much wine, in the Yain Kolkach, then look is a person that is enough to have the situation over here of not having the double amount, maisa be make over here, and it's maspik to have a case of malugmav. But the case over here where, however, the correct thing is during the day is to have malugmav plus servius. But we don't have, it can be makel. Masha enkin at night, maisa come along, maisa person should be machmer. That means it come along a case that at night, a lot to have malugmav and servius, during the day, Yeshimi Lismach to only have Malugmav, we have one which we have. We should have a case of Malugmav and a case of Revius. And where does it come out? Where is it Negei over here? Where is it Meshach Tachak? At the end of the day, Mishmur said only Mishmach and Yain Meshach Tachak. This is very common in the case of Pesach. When Pesach come along, there's Pasir Pesach, Adam and Sikim. So afterwards, there's no Mazenis there in a place where there's Donik and Props. Meister meals hours later when people wake up, not washing right now. So what are you going to do? So come along the place can say, you have a heter of Meshach Tachak, to have a pseudo without your family, not real pseudo beer. Therefore, I always see with the place that I am, everyone might drink a second cup. That's what I might go do. And the correct thing is have two cups, Malugmav in the case of Revius.
Yeah,
The guy tends to, only the guy makes the Kiddush. Somebody's not making the Kiddush, just
to do it. Yeah, so Shazuri is correct. But once he's doing it, he might as well have the Kiddush of Brachot. But you're correct there. Basically, you drink two cups, the one who's mechanic over here. Now, again, so comment over here that we have making levels. Number one, the case of Pas. Number two, the case of Hemidagam. Machamachak, the case of Yayin. What about the case of Peris, the fourth level? So Muhammad is very clear that it's a Peris in that Yayin. So, when we look among the Achorim, there seem to be two types of Peris. Peris called Tomorim. Tomorim is a case of a date. So remember, Tomorim went on a date with the Yudah. So Tomorim is a case of a date over here. You have a case over here of other Peris over here. That's how people usually remember which is a fig, which is a date, right? So fine. So we have a case over here of Tomorim. Tomorim, what's the Shalom? The idea of Kate Mavarchim, the beginning, the Shalom of Tomorim is Sword Vizaini. There's a Makarvam Mitzvah Rishchas that says Tomorim gives a person nourishment. The Sword Vizaini. And build upon this Makarvam, says the Prim Gordon by us, Sidim Karachim, Chavasil by us, by Mordechai, that Hashem, which ones go this way, that Tomorim is not the category like a mini dogon. For example, you have to go to the Seymour Pesach, if you want to have some mezainis over there, or something that's solid, you want to have some part of the Seudah, they bring Tomorim over there. Okay, Tomorim might say, again, they bring solid over here. Moshe and Shuvan are Chaim Kilital goes this way. Tzad Sheni, they come on Tais for Shabbos, and they bring down those who bring down the Smog HaRom, they say, Tais for the Smog HaRom, no Smog HaRom, he does no such thing, Hashem disagrees, Kabchad disagrees, Chazavadiyah, the Machlis a shock among the Sforim, if Tvom of Meister works or not. Some say the Meister does, some say it doesn't. However, Shar Peris of the not Tvorim, that's called the Mechaber, the Torvius, and the Meister did not work. The Gam, even in this case, Kamal the Meshmura, it means on the Chayodom, it means on the Shulta Gibarim. It says, a situation, he said, Lachal Meister, someone who's Cholish, Libay Tzas, is a weak heart over here, Meister Yishan, we listen on the Shulta Gibarim, even on Shar Peris, but not even Tvorim. It means Mishmur is saw some not bringing down the case of Tomorrow. He showed the Prim Gaon, and he does not seem to be bringing down an old Prim Gaon, only types of Shabbos, that's almost no difference. But Maisa Ima Shar Peris said, when a person is Stockelware, Chosh Lim Exaf, Maisa Mishmur Lismach, on Shar Peris. And therefore, instead of Bosnah, built upon this, he says that when on Pesach, people, Maisa, that they hear Kiddush, and no Gebrox, they were somehow on this Shito, now it's early in the morning, they were just up all night, without the sink, and they want to sleep a couple of hours, what to go do? Send the semchan this sheet over here to eat whatever they're having there, shahak or cake over there. It's not this concept over here. Or Paris over here, not really cake. It's saying also, it says both things. It says cake and the case of a Paris over here. Why? It's on this sheet. That means what they're doing Pesach morning, either the semchan shah tachak and yayin, those who can't drink wine don't want to, the semchan upon this sheet over here, cholish the riksas, or the shulikim barn over here. Get the obvious as far as what they're doing over here. Building upon this side over here, we're saying, what is the difference against a Muslim? We have these four diapers over here. Let's say a person, for example, he cannot have wheat, he cannot have flour, and therefore, what is his Muslim? His only Muslim is, let's say, Boston, Paris, Yerukis, Shakal, Adamo. What do you do in this situation? He doesn't have Muslim except things that are Shakal, Adamo. I mean, certain people cannot eat certain things. So there's a Yavit, the Sugim, Sofim, Dav, Kavidalim. This is what we have in front of us. What's the time though that if that's his Muslim for health reasons, no matter everything means that's not the category of Kish Makum Sudo, because that is his Sudo. Then we come on the Issachad, this is a question, my Ish Chalakei. Time is, that's his Muslim. Not the gate to Sugil of Shaparis, not the Sugil of Yahin. That's his Muslim. There's no problem over here. I mean, the Yash this way, comes to look this way. Khan Kiyevsky brings down the Dachsich of Chalakal, two different interesting, acute riots. One thing wants a time though, the known Gemara in the end of the second part of Sukkah, that Shammai Zokin, what he did for his daughter when she had a baby, he opened up the roof, the plaster, and put the schach over there. Why should the child should have over there be eating inside the Sukkah? Now this baby, what are they eating? They're nursing from the mother, having milk over here. Chol v'imoy. Milk is no din Sukkah. So why in the world did the Shammai Zokin make sure the child was in underneath the Sukkah? Why? Because that's his mozoin. Once that's his mozoin, so that's what a person eats over there, that's nechon get that's their sudah. So you have to have a stuka, corn shama is okay. One cute riot. The second riot of the Chaim is that Moshe was misakin, Rech Sazom. Why is Zon Sakol? It's at the end of the 8th month. Now, month does not pass. What is it? That was their mozoin. So he says, since that was them Muslim, it was not pass. He gets involved with exactly. Yeah, they get
all,
fine, but my end day is not. It's not their pass. So you see over there that if that's them Muslim over here, it's definitely the category of that's their Hazon. That's their Hazon. That's the concept over here. Two key rise over here. Then we come along with a local way that they try to know that a person cannot eat these things. That is them. That's Kiddush Mokshuk. That is their Sudo. It's not a shiny. When Moshe sees that that's Yochanan in this case, but the Chuman Achan kills Dalad, he brings down the Yavis. He says, true to the Yavis, but from the Yavis down the Chadish, no one says this right there. For years, people were not able to fly, or people have problems over here, and nobody says it. Then, since we've not found any form of the Achronim, he wants to tell you, even the Yavis is Ezer Talmud Torah. Even the Yavis, we have a Goyish that way, it's a mistake over here. And then, tell you, so what do you do with Matthias Kiddush? There's no Chiv Kiddush. No Chiv, a person who cannot eat. Muslim cannot have flour, cannot have bread over here. People who are celiacs, these people who came into the Chodesh way, Maisim don't do Kiddush over here. Maisim also did not go this way, they were like, definitely, this is the Muslim, like a Chodesh over here.
So if someone's hooked up to IV, that's his Muslim?
No, no, that we spoke about last before, that's not eating. They're not eating.
I think
know.
That's not their
Chodesh. That's not their Chodesh at all. So let's go first back to the case of Pesach over here. The Chodesh was going on Pesach Shabbos, Pesach morning. For the reason either a person is having kisa of yain over here, or the kamel revolves the story of the sugya of peris, so it becomes shas the chak, kamel becomes a lochas, not the reason this sugya over here. That's your mozain, like a chayil over here. What do you do? Pesach, what is your mozain? Your mozain is this shachakal cakes. That's your mozain. During the year, it's regular cakes. A Pesach is a shachakal cakes. It's the same thing. That's the title over here.
Could eat matzah. It's not like you can eat matzah.
I know, but for people, people not washing, what do they go do?
Can't wash.
When they came back, people can't wash. Can't wash. What do they do? They cake. What cake is shakal? Because you stop. That's what you go do. That's the mozing on Pesach. Right? You have macaroons. Macaroons are only on Pesach. That's the mozing over here. But the one you said over here. Well, they point out also what you can be starting upon the Rivet Shito, the whole Shabbos morning can eat before Kiddush. Void is a Moshe Shito. Spirit over. It's a big shell in the Lumpus. What exactly is a mechayev in Kiddush over here? Is it when you make Kiddush, you have to have tzarech hasudo? But for Karek, when you have a sudo, then the look is you have to make Kiddush. Biradova. That means you have Kiddush b'mokum sudo. B'mokum among the Lamdonim, the Achoinim. What exactly, Moshe Chaim Chaldal, Simon Tzav Gimli, has 8 pages clearing this hakir over here. What does he say over here? Is it Kiddush, and therefore you need to have a sudo? Or you have to have a pseudo, and therefore they don't have a pseudo, you have to have Kiddush. Maisa's Maskoni comes out, he says there are two separate chiyuv, two separate ideas over here. Therefore, he wants a title. The person who says, if he hears Kiddush without a pseudo, he's allowed to eat. Very Peldig Yisoid, he says. You want to hear Kiddush, and you have no pseudo. You want to drink water, you want to have Coke. Mutter, no problem at all. No problem. You never can't kiddush mokum sudo. That means later on you won't have your sudo, you still have to have your kiddush. That means you cannot have a kiddush without a sudo, but the sudo will have a kiddush. That means two separate chiyuvim going on over here. In his last paragraph of the Tshuva, he asked a kasha, we learned the local Tzavi Reis HaMach Test, and over there says, why in the world we have a kiddush in the base of Knesset? We said, it's a sugya of Orchim. Well, why else Orchim? Why not you have a Kiddush of Basic Knesset? People want to drink water over there. I have a coffee over there. So, no, because the Kiddush is a Basic Knesset. I'm going to tell a meaning. I'm going to tell a Loch Shemoy. But that's how he has to answer Kiddush of the sugya. The Maisa comes along, he says, he's very clear. He said, the person can be Kaddish, Shloy, Mokum, Sudo, and eat. With this, speak out at least 4 Nakaminas, very practical Nakaminas. Go to Moshe and Chol. It's looking at Sarf Moshe Shita over here. One is in Shikshela. We have the look in Sif Beis by us in Reish Han Gimel. The person he eats one place, he plants out the pseudo. Now the pseudo changes his mind and eats a second place. Look says the Rechabi has to make a kiddush a second time. He has a kiddush b'mokum pseudo. And the person make kiddush over here, makes a bracha Friday night. Mekadosh Shabbos tonight, and he plans to eat there. Changes his mind, goes somewhere else, and make the bracha a second time. Can Mekadosh Shabbos without bracha at all? We see right now, the first time he made it, He doesn't plan to have the seder though. Was that bracha matol? That means the mechaber is very clear and says if he changes his mind, he has to make kiddush a second time Friday night. He says it's slach. It's bracha matol. In fact, in Moshe, the Gemara's case is when a person went with igula aro, went from the anek to the ground. The Gemara says hold on the kaddish, makes another kiddush. How does he make another kiddush for? How can he go do that? Maisa is the story over there. So Kamal is talking to answer the Gemara. He says the case over there was not that he did it, l'chatchilo. It happened that way. And the Maisa didn't, not only did more that, it didn't even happen. Said, if you do that, this is halacha. But don't do that. Which says, go read the Gemara. It's a pierced dochot, blame dochot klal. The Gemara sounds like he did it. He made kiddush here. It sounds like it maybe even happened often. He made kiddush in the ikra, l'chatchilo. He went to the iro. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. Moshe says, why go to him? It's Gevaldik. I can make Kiddush over here. I have no problem. I can eat as much as I want over here. I give him no Sudo. I go somewhere else, and I have a Sudo, I have a Nuchim, to make Kiddush a second time. They said, Moshe, you can make 20 times Kiddush on Shabbos, Mesiras Moshe. Yeah, I can make Kiddush 20 times. Friday night, no problem. No Shabbos over here. Why? Because I can have a Kiddush, eat, and then after Mokum Sudo, after make another Kiddush over here. That's one half community. It's a Brochel, I told the chains, look on the base. Not too practical. Take another case over here. A person, when he hears Kiddush from somebody else, says, you have to eat a mezainis. You mean by Kiddush and Shul? You hear the world making Kiddush. Everyone tries to get mezainis, those mezainis left. I would eat the herring. Can I eat that? I want to have a coffee. Can I go do that? So the Shemubah asks the Kon Chavav, he says that the minig, God based chosen, or the case of Milo, there's no possible kissing over there. Maisa says, how the world they're doing? We're doing is incorrect. We don't say they're incorrect. Comes to Lochus. So Moshe, there's no problem. You want to go to Kiddush and Shul and hear Kiddush and only drink your coffee? Mutar l'chatchila. Mutar, no problem. Since the Kavitz Lochus, it's like a Moshe. I'm talking about a part of Moshe. Again, a Moshe comes down with his Yisrael Shabbat, you can hear Kiddush. Like again, it's time for other ideas over here. It's time for the Rav Shita. You have all this circus, Cholish Libra maybe. But again, when Moshe decided to hear Kiddush and Maisa eat, again, not Mokum Sudo. A third enough community to have some Kabbalim is again a Pesach. Pesach, again, a lot of people, they have a Sikkim, they come to hear Kiddush, they don't want to have wine. So again, we said the four other two from what he make, either we have the Raivat Shito, or the Cholish Libra, or the idea of the Geta of Shabbat. So what is he said to Shabbat? I said, come along with Moshe, so it's very simple. I hear Kiddush, I'm allowed to eat. I'm not pseudo, so what? I don't need pseudo over here. I don't need a case of a pseudo. It could be a fourth enough Kavino. There's a question the Ilum is asking. Let's say you and your wife and kids, the Maisa, they all went to a Kiddush. They're all her Kiddush. They're all laying the Zainus over there. They come home. Is there any reason at home to be a Kaddush a second time Shabbos morning? Is there any side? I went to the Kiddush Mokum Sudo, and everyone at the table did Kiddush Mokum Sudo. Is there any reason to make Kiddush a second time? The Maisa, the Mishpul Ba'os, the Klan Chabdal, the Big Zal, Ein Tzach Lavarach, Prayutzi De Kiddush, Yad the Mokum Rom. The grass is right. The simple understanding in the Vod is, why make Kiddush a second time? Maisa, numerous people have the minig, my father's minig, making Kiddush a second time. Kabachayim, Mishpul Ba'os, the Chesal Lof, that way. Some was Chaim, you have Kamnetsky, died twice, Mishom Zalm himself, Mishtomach himself. So many people come along, Mishtomach words are Minik Matikim to make a Kiddush a second time. Now, why in the world make Kiddush a second time? Why did we kind in the Kiddush Mokum Sudo? So, here there are two avenues to answer why the Anhonga numerous people are to make Kiddush a second time. One is the Goyin Shita, the Bialocha. The Goyin Shita is to have a Kiddush by Suda Gemura. And the obvious question is, the Manushach. If being chosh of the Goyin Shita, then how in the world are you eating by the Kiddush? And we're not holding a Goyin Shita. So then, why be Mekadosh a second time for? So the way to answer this is either why you make the Kiddush a second time, I get the Goyin Shita, either can be Mitzad or Moshe Shita. The person has a right to eat by Kiddush, again, it's not Kiddush Mokum Sudo. I mean, chosh for the Goyin. And therefore, I come home, I'm doing Kiddush Mokum Sudo. But how do I eat by the first place? Because I'm not eating after Kiddush, Agam is not Mokum Sudo. Now, the Vidibar Tibom, Chelch Alf, said to Moshe, came home and would not make Kiddush a second time. He was not worried about his Kantip Shavoy. But at least where the Moin Amna coming from is a Shtark Ketayin over here. With the Moish is Yisrael Shavoy, come down Kishmak. A person of Moish is making Kiddush a second time, it's not a good Shavoy. I ask you Monashok, but the Moish is no Monashok over here. I have a right to eat by Kiddush, I'm not Mokum Sudo. The second way of answering is also very simple. The right way to get a race on test says in the morning, you let eat before Kiddush. So, Echonami, I ate before Kiddush, but I also still did the Kiddush Mokum Sudo. So I come home and make Kiddush a second time. So these two reasons that come home, I think the Moin Am, or a lot of people have an Ahogel, Milik Batikim, to make Kiddush a second time when they come home, everyone at the table ready to hear Kiddush Mokum Sudo, other places. So again, the Moshe has a massive Kiddush, the Yisrael Shabbat, you learn Columbus over here, the numerous Nafkaminas, at least some are Mitztarfit usually. Usually they don't go with Allah Lamaisa. They think the Kiddush Otani, the Moshe himself, and Shua, he's going to be Chadish something over here. He has numerous rites to it. That the idea that a person can eat after Kiddush, a Gam is not Mokum Sudo. He comes in a little, he has a suit the second time, he has a Kiddush Nochamol. Sivov, Kamul Mechabit says that Shemei has to be, have Kamon of Pilotzeis, and Mashmi has Kamon of Lahitzi. Now Mashmi speaks out in the case of a basic Knesset with Manazer, the only reason why we here make Kiddush Tadasu Yaminik, if they make Kiddush over there at all. And then he says a person cannot be Yeris in the Shul. Kamul Shulman wants to argue, saying the whole Minik is to do Mekayim, other people, Mashmi left is as is. In the Shul of Beis Knesses, if you want to be mighty from the first man Kiddush, go over to him and tell him, I'll be mighty from before you. Now, what they do speak out, once you have the Kavono, the Mishwur earlier, the Mesh Ayin Aleph, the Kodosh Hey, brings down the person, the Menachem, to announce to the Mishpacha, I'm coming to be mighty to the family. The Mishmir Shabbos brings down, the Mekanish should announce it. The different things people say, they announce their family, should just know, Mekan Mitzvah, Asay, of Zachos Yom Shabbos. And they announce to their family. Now, the simple bottom he brings down, the din of Mishmur means to announce is usually only a case where people are, let's say, in a shul or other place in their family, they come to the table to sit down to go listen. It's obvious they're coming for Kiddush. It's obvious that you're announcing it's Kiddush. You're waiting for everyone to come. It's obvious that way. Fine. The Maaseh still Shmir Shabbos left the simple understanding of the Mishmur as is, that people do tell a family to have the mind to become Mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos to Kaddish. The last of Yisrael Zayin is to say we see that how important it is to have the Suda Shabbos but near Shabbos, therefore it should be by the table, near the table. Again, Mokum Tsar, Harpe, don't have to be there, but Maisa, that Hogi is to be by the table. Maisa, at the end of the day, if you, especially if you come along and make a bracha on the electricity, which again, Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, and that means what your wife does, she shuts the light, puts it on, and then make and does a loka, or the loka and puts on the electricity, and makes a bracha on everything. Seems to be why it's more of a fad thing to have the nearest further away from the table. Why? Because Maisa anyway, I'm kind of with a lot of scenarios. The more we send up this Indian, even not Mokum Tsar, more with that convenience, the items seem to put it more away. But surely the correct thing is to have it by the table, near the table, be seen by the table, inside the ambience of Shabbos, the cover of Shabbos, be around the table. That's called the Salach over here. Fine. Lelma has a Duchazar now, and we have the test as a Shem on Monday, Erev Tishmol. At the end of Monday, the Baikat Tzais, the Rosh Hashanah, the Chaburah, the Gate Walls of Tishkot. Shkoyah!